So one of the things that people tend to ask me about is BDSM relationships. So I figured I'd do a real talk on BDSM. I've had mostly my relationship BDSM stuff has been online. Some of it's had a real component, some hasn't. Real life component, meaning not real. Online is still real. But I will say that there is no one way to do BDSM relationships. They are hard work. If you're just doing a scene, some play type thing, they call it a scene in the community, so to speak. But if you're just doing some play with someone and it's a one-off thing, it's not a whole lot of work. It still involves you talking about what you need to know, and what needs to happen, what people's limits are. Safe words are always something that is huge. It still involves some trust to some extent, especially the sub trusting the dom, which I think is a little easier when it's a male sub and a female dom than it is the other way around, because men in general with women can become more predatory. So it's not easy for a woman to overpower a man with upper body strength unless, you know, they work out a whole lot. You can have women stronger than the men they're with, but in general it's not something that is standard. But yes, a BDSM relationship where it involves more than just sex or doesn't even involve sex is a little more difficult. I will say that if someone is telling you that things have to be a certain way, that's not right. Either as a dom or as a sub, everything in advance must be agreed upon. That doesn't mean that during play you can't be like, no, I'm not going to do that. You have to make me, or whatever. Brat away if they like brats, if you are a brat, if they are a brat, you know, feel free to treat them like a brat, whatever. But everything before that, the real talk, the actual human talking to human, not dom talking to sub or sub talking to dom, has to be agreed upon. I don't enter into any DS relationship without a lot of talk. There has to be discussions of limits, discussions of wants, discussions of expectations and rules and punishments and funishments, because they're good too, which are punishments you do for fun, and how those work. And you have to be willing to talk about those at any point in the relationship too. There has to be a safe word. I don't care if it's just online. I think safe words are still important because text, especially even voice, you can misunderstand what they're going for, and if they're trying to stop you and you're not stopping, it can do emotional damage, and that's just as bad as physical damage. In fact, physical damage you can recover from, I think, a little easier. So I think it's important to make sure that there's a safe word. You have spent the time discussing what it is that you both want, what it is that you both expect, need, things that you don't want, things that would upset you. And it's okay if those things that you want and don't want change, and that you need to go back and revisit things. You have to be good at communication to have a good BDSM relationship. I'm not the type of person who seeks out a sub who is a yes man or a yes woman. I don't want an easily subservient sub. I like a challenge, which is why I usually go for brats, because they do pose a challenge. But there's a dynamic that you have to figure out what you want. I used to think I didn't want the challenge. I also used to think I didn't want to be called mommy. But, you know, things change, obviously. But no, I just think that, you know, no matter what your BDSM relationship looks like, no matter if you're the dom or the sub, no matter if it's a scene or a actual relationship online or in person, that communication is key. I mean, communication's key in any relationship, friendship, sexual relationships, romantic relationships, whatever. It's key to communicate things, to be very clear in what you're asking for. Don't beat around the bush and be vague and say, well, you know, I kind of don't like that, but maybe sometimes, and when you really don't. Just come out and be like, I don't like this, and it's not okay with me. So in closing this real talk, I just want to say that they can be wonderful things. They can be very fulfilling. They can be fun. They can be exciting and expose you to things that you never thought you'd like, teach you the things that you don't like. It can be very much a growth process, but they're also a lot of work. If you just want the BDSM stuff for play, it's easier. If you actually want a BDSM relationship where you're helping, either being helped or helping as a sub, I said that confusingly. I'm sorry. Let me repeat that. If you want an actual BDSM relationship where the dom is helping the sub in their daily life, and in turn actually helps the dom in their daily life, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of rules written down, agreed upon, discussed, all of that. So know going forward, no matter what it looks like that you're doing, communication is really the key. Communication and honesty. Just be honest and just communicate your wants and needs, and it can be a really beautiful thing.